So with Bill Raggio and Hossein Haqqani. Bill is the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Long War Journal. And Hossein Haqqani is former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, the campus protests. The headline out of London stands for all. Gaza protest students arrested at campuses across U.S. as Palestine flag flies at Harvard. Bill, your measure of these protests, I mention that it is spring weather, that the graduation looms for many of these young people, and that the encampments all look very neat and organized with similar tents from Amazon. Still, there's a part of it that is extremely upsetting, and that's the anti-Semitism that's voiced by these young people. What is your measure of these protests? Business as usual, Bill, or something new?
John, I think this is something new. This is quite astounding, as you note, the anti-Semitic chants, the anti-Jewish chants that we're hearing in many of these protests is extremely disturbing, calling for a death of Jews, the end of the Israeli state, saying death to America in some instances. I am all for freedom of speech. And it's certainly, if this is what campuses want on their, you know, in their squares, then they certainly have the right to do so. But I have the right to be absolutely disgusted by what we're seeing. And I think that, you know, the real fundamental changes, Jews in the United States, you know, certainly never felt like they must feel today. Like the friends that I speak to today are afraid. They should be, John. The rhetoric that is occurring at these protests and the level of organization and the ability of universities' inability to shut these protests down, this is extremely disturbing to me and to many, many other Americans as well.
Mr. Ambassador, there have been arrests across the country. I noted that George Washington had arrests over these last days. What is your opinion of these protests? Are they influencing anyone? And the anti-Semitism, your thoughts?
I don't know whether the protests are influencing anyone. They represent the influence of someone. This is the consequence of allowing the alliance between the radical Islamists and the extreme left go unchecked for years, actually. Many of us pointed out that alliance was emerging. Attention was not paid at that time. Second thing is that the Iranians, the Chinese, almost everybody has been taking advantage. The Russians took advantage of America's open and free society to try and undermine it. And we simply have a Congress that is deadlocked. We do not have the national consensus among the political parties to try and check all of this. And so, therefore, there is the anger of young people, but somebody is definitely moving it in a direction in which things that were not legitimate and acceptable a few years ago seem to have become acceptable to these young people on campuses, anti-Semitism being one of them, chanting death to America being another one. This is a bit too extreme, and it is definitely the result of years of university policies, as well as of mainstream society ignoring trends that some people had anticipated.
Hossein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,